on this Ask the Bear for this Sunday morning. And then, of course, after the show, it'll be on WHLC.com. I'm telling you, we get calls from Florida and Tennessee, and they want to hear about Ask the Mayor and what's going on while they're out of town. And, Mayor, we've got a special guest once again, CEO Tom Neal from the hospital. Time for testing.
Absolutely. Tom's been working on yet another project. If he didn't have enough to do, he's taking on more responsibilities. And I'm just delighted that we've been able to work together, and I want him to share the good news about this new initiative.
Special guest, CEO of the Highlands Cashiers Hospital, Tom Neal. Time for testing?
Yeah, Steve, it's been time for testing, actually. That's been one of the challenges since the start of the pandemic. You know, there's some core public health measures to contain a virus, and one of those is testing. And it's been something that we've really struggled with on the plateau. We're some distance from our local health departments, both in Macon County and Jackson County. So I was very pleased to learn that the state has come through with a program that they're offering areas just like ours. And when I became aware that DHHS was looking for sites that would be appropriate, I reached out and I talked to him and I said, hey, what about Highlands and Cashiers? And he said, absolutely, you really fit the bill here. So we have been engaged with a company called OptumServe, and OptumServe has been contracted by the state to bring testing. We are working through the final details, but what I can share is that there will be free COVID testing that will be offered at Highlands Community Building and at the Cashiers in the Village Green weekly. They will be operating in Highlands on Sundays and Wednesdays from 9 to 5, and they will be operating at the Village Green with a drive-through option on Mondays and Tuesdays. Now, the start date is still pending, and I'll certainly come back to you, Steve, when we know that, but this is really exciting. We'll be having this service for about 6 weeks, and hopefully that'll really help us identify who might have the virus, help them make sure they're isolating appropriately, and get a handle on this thing. But really pleased, and I want to thank our partners with this, because, of course, North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services for making this program available. Hospital, of course, we were a partner with this. The Highlands Cashiers Health Foundation, the Town of Highlands, who offered a space, and the Village Green. Because the one thing that you did have to offer, they said, we're looking for the right place, but you got to provide a location. So I was quickly looking for partners. Where can we do this? So really appreciate them stepping up.
So you'll be working Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays when this happens.
That's right. And Sundays in Highlands, Mondays and Tuesdays in Cashiers, Wednesdays back here in Highlands. They will schedule appointments, and they will handle walk-ins. And I think the best way to tell folks to get there is an 800 number that will be set up. That number is 877-562-4850. Or they can go online to the DHH website and look for Find My Testing Place. And that'll show you how to get scheduled for an appointment.
Wow, it sounds like he's going to be just working nonstop with this testing, and like he's got enough to do, like you were saying, introing it. So we got to get tested and just keep wearing our masks just to be safe.
Just gratified that we've got this new opportunity to address the spread of this COVID virus. It's my understanding that those tests are the immediate tests. It's not a 3 or 4 day process, but you get your results very soon after you submit to the test.
This past Thursday's town board meeting, wow, how long did the public comment section last this time in short-term rentals?
Well, this time the public comment was a little bit shorter than the previous meeting. Comments concerning the short-term rental issue, both pro and con. We also had Kay McCann of the Highlands Chamber read a statement on behalf of the Chamber Board concerning how to proceed with resolving these issues concerning short-term rentals.
You also had a special report from Duke Energy Representative Kevin O'Donnell, and hopefully it's good news about coal ash and the cleanup.
Kevin is our consultant for our electric department. He is the president of Nova Energy, and he is our person that's always advocating for the town of Highlands as well as several other municipalities when it comes to the implementation and enforcement of the Duke Energy electric contract and comparing the charges and fees that have been assessed. And he will question sometimes or advocate for the municipalities. He came back with the information that through some court litigation and other processes, Duke Energy will be giving the town a refund of several hundred thousand dollars. And we'll have to decide how we're going to use that money or how we apply the funds from that refund. The interesting thing is I ask about coal ash because it could be possible that we could apply that refund toward our coal ash fee. But Kevin said the news about coal ash is it's still in litigation. We're not even sure exactly how much we still owe or how much we will owe because it's in the courts and it's still up in the air. I know that's hard to believe, but after a number of years, Duke Energy and the State Utility Commission and the state courts are still debating and grappling with exactly who will pay and how much for the coal ash. Kevin did indicate that one of the court rulings had required that some of the burden of paying for the coal ash will come from the investors or stockholders. And that's something that many of us have been advocating for many years, that the customers shouldn't have to bear the entire burden, but the stockholders should also share in this responsibility. The board decided that what we need to do is to refer this matter to our finance committee and let them look at the options. And one of the things that I believe that committee will come up with will be a rate stabilization fund, which would put the money that we get from this refund in the fund. Because Kevin also reported that he anticipates more rate increases from Duke Energy in the coming years. And if we were to have this fund, we could offset those rates by paying from the fund. So we have a stable rate for the next few years for our customers. One of the things that I don't think some people realize, we haven't really had a major rate increase from Duke Energy, or we haven't charged it to the town customers for many years, and we want to keep it that way. And if we create a fund like we're talking about, a stabilization fund, we might be able to address future rate increases. Kevin did indicate that he knows that if you are just a Duke Energy retail customer, which many people around the Highlands area are, they will be facing rate increases. And he was even predicting over the next 10 years, their rates could go up 50%. We won't be caught in that because we're a wholesale company. We already have a contract. That contract is up for renewal in 2028. That's 7 years from now. Kevin has advised us that around 2024, we need to start looking at what we will do with the issue of contract. Since the last contract was signed many years ago, there are options now for wholesale electric companies like we are in how we buy our power. As we go into this renewal of a contract, he says that we'll be able to consult with other providers and see how much they're willing to charge us for the power we'll need to operate the town. That means that we can shop around for the very best price. It might be that Duke provides the best wholesale rate for us, but it could be that some of these new competitors will provide a better rate. And that'll be just a process that we'll need to start around 2024 as we approach that date where we have to sign a new contract.
We've had a lot of questions about short-term rentals, and yes, it was addressed in the closed session on Thursday's meeting. So what can you talk about?
As you know, that the folks that want the continuation of short-term rentals, it's called the Save Highlands Group, has engaged an attorney who has asked for certain documents and so forth. And we went into closed session with our attorney to discuss some issues concerning the short-term rentals. Let me say this, and I announced it at the meeting before we went into closed session, that the town has engaged the services of Craig Justice, who is an attorney with the Van Winkle Law Firm. He is an expert in zoning and residential code ordinances and short-term rental. He will be advising the board as to how to proceed with this issue of reviewing the short-term rentals in the residential areas. We will be again meeting with Craig along with our town attorney and developing a procedure on how to review this issue to move forward, resolving any issues that we have with short-term rentals. Some folks at the public comment period were very concerned that the town is going to just simply ban all short-term rentals. That is not the case. We're not going to ban all short-term rentals, but we are going to look at the short-term rental issue in the residential areas. There might be some changes and there might be some adjustments to that issue of what is permitted in the residential areas when it comes to short-term rentals. I'm not going to go into any real details because we need to rely on the advice and guidance of our attorneys once they've had a chance to really look at this very, very complicated issue. I just have the confidence that we can resolve our differences and move forward as a community when it comes to managing and reviewing how we address this issue of short-term rentals in the residential areas.
And also, of course, lawyers talking to lawyers about the fiber contract. What can you say about that?
We did have Commissioner Hain wanted us to discuss in closed session the fiber construction contract. That is coming to an end, and we wanted to review some of the issues about completing that project. And we took no action on that at this time, as well as we took no action on the short-term rental issue either. It was just simply a closed session where we had some communication and informational issues that we wanted to review. I anticipate the town board meeting now on a number of occasions to continue the review of that issue of short-term rentals.
It was good to see Harrison Construction back in town, and there's no bad news about this, because the good news is they're finishing up some sidewalks, 3rd Street, then they go to 4th Street. And who pays for this?
The state will pay for this. That's the good news, and they're doing a great job. This was really a part of that initiative where we had earlier in the spring the resurfacing of Main Street in 64 and 28. The engineers for DOT looked at the intersections and said, these ramps tying our road into your sidewalks need to be upgraded to meet current ADA standards. So they've hired Harrison Construction Company, and they're coming in following a plan of redesigning the sidewalks and the ramps going to the intersections to meet that critical ADA requirement. So they started this week on Main Street at 3rd. They will be moving now to Main Street and 4th, and then on down to 5th.
Now, the Chamber, Kay McCann, was there reading that letter about short-term rentals, but she also had a presentation about the fun stuff.
That is correct. It was a very interesting discussion after Kay's presentation. One minor thing is that the Christmas parade will start at 10:30 this year rather than 11. I think the rationale is that the parade is so large and everything now, they want to be able to finish it by 12 o'clock in lunchtime instead of just going on and on. They're moving it up to 10:30. And then the big discussion and announcement was that the Chamber is planning a snow festival for the weekend of January the 29th in Kelsey Hutchison Founders Park. And the idea is we will already have the ice skating facility up and running and people, you know, enjoying skating. So why not just create snow in the entire park and have kind of a snow festival? They will be bringing in a company that makes snow for ski slopes and everything, and they are going to create snow in the park. There's some rides that they can put in that's related to the generation of snow. I think it's going to be a real fun event, especially for our younger children who love to play in the snow. And the board gave tentative approval to this project, except Kay's going to come back. Some of the commissioners were concerned about the noise and making the snow. They just wanted to make sure that the snow machines weren't blasting away at 1 o'clock in the morning before the festival. And I'm sure all of those kind of things can be worked out. But I think it's going to be a real fun event for the community.
But what happens if we get 10 inches of snow?
Well, the commissioners were laughing about it, that it'll probably be a situation where you stage all the equipment and you get ready to make the snow, only to see a storm come in and dump 8 inches anyway. So who knows what happens when it comes to weather on Highlands. I just think it's going to be really fun to see the park covered in snow.